There's something about certain words placed next to one another. There's just a great image conjured up by the two words, Moon River. And maybe the connection is just made that much stronger by the song by that name. Moon River is perhaps the best known set of lyrics to emerge from the imagination of Johnny Mercer. His overall body of work is huge. Moon River, with music by Henry Mancini, is just one of hundreds of songs Johnny Mercer had a hand in. Our next guests assembled a representative sample for a Mostly Mercer concert on February 18th at Pascal Winery near Talent. It is a presentation of the Siskiyou Music Project. Ed Dunn-Savage is the artistic director, and he is also the guitarist in the studio with us. Ed, good to see you once again.
Good to see you, Jeffrey.
And Chris Williams is with us as well. She is a singer and actor, and, you know, we could go on for a long time about your resumes because they're both quite lengthy, but even in the Rogue Valley. So given that there are so many talented musicians, actors, performers in the Valley, is it just a matter of time before you end up working with most of them, Chris?
It seems like it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially being someone who likes to have my fingers in lots of pies, so I love to I love the great variety of things I get to do in this Valley.
Well, yeah, as a singer, as an actor, you've worked at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the Oregon Cabaret, and a long list of other places as well. Ed, you have performed with just about every jazz venue, I think, in the Rogue Valley at some point, haven't you?
Sure, yeah.
It's just that simple. Tell us about this project and how it came together.
Well, Chris and I have been working together for, what now, 10, 12 years?
Something like that.
We first met about that long ago. And we've done several projects over the years, mostly working in the Great American Songbook and some other styles. But we've been doing some music by Johnny Mercer, and actually one of our friends and fans who we do performances for has been suggesting certain Johnny Mercer tunes. He's a big Mercer fan. And so that kind of got us going on it, where we started looking at the catalog and saying, oh, Mercer wrote the lyrics to that tune. I didn't know he wrote them to that tune. And that's kind of how it started. And we thought, well, maybe we should just do a whole program of Mercer.
Well, when you talk about the Great American Songbook, and is it an official thing?
No.
To capitalize it. I didn't think it was anything more than a notion.
No, it's kind of a general term for these composers and lyricists that composed from the early 1900s, 1920s, up until really at rock and roll. And that kind of killed a lot of the careers of some of the composers. Right. Even Johnny Mercer went through a pretty down time, and it was actually Henry Mancini bringing him back to do Moon River for that film, Breakfast at Tiffany's, that kind of gave him another.
Oh, really? That was the second act for Johnny Mercer.
Yeah, after Rock and Roll hit, he was having a hard time with it. He was not a happy guy. Yeah.
Well, why don't you play something? We have a couple songs available
to
us here, I understand.
Yeah. Sure.
And what's your first choice here?
We're going to do Autumn Leaves, and it's actually a translation that he did based on the French.
Okay, Autumn Leaves from Chris Williams and Ed Dunn-Savage.
C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble. Toi, tu m'aimais et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous les deux ensemble. Toi qui m'aimais et moi t'aimais. Et je vis ces pas qui se sèment en doucement sans faire de bruit. The falling leaves. your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold when you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear.
Autumn Leaves on the Jefferson Exchange with the voice of Chris Williams and the guitar of Ed Dunn Savage. I am consistently amazed at how talented people like yourselves could pull it together at 8:40 in the morning. So thank you for that part of it. How do you end up paring down a list like you get with Johnny Mercer, who was not just a lyricist, apparently also was a composer in his own right as well, although not as successful as that.
Right. It's been a really hard choice process, but we wanted to choose things from each of the different areas that he composed in. He composed across like five decades, and so choosing some of the fun, lighthearted things with great titles like Girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish and Strip Polka. We're not doing those, but we're doing...
But
that gives you an idea of where he came from, and then into these gorgeous romantic ballads that he's best known for. Wanted to choose those and things from the film era, and then also some of the things that he composed himself. And the translations were big too, because he really could capture the essence of a piece and bring his own lyrics to it.
In fact, are you actually reciting some of his work as poetry in this performance too? Is that what I saw?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I think in the description I said something like an evening of the poetry of Johnny Mercer, because it is poetry.
Right.
I mean,
the
lyrics stand on their own, and I think what our program also is showcasing are the composers, a handful of the over 200 composers that he worked with. I think we're probably representing maybe 15 of them, and there are obviously composers that he really enjoyed working with and worked well, and so some of the composers maybe weren't at the same caliber as some of the other ones, like Jimmy Van Heusen and Henry Mancini and Harold Arlen. They wrote a lot of tunes together. In fact, we're probably doing five or six of those.
And these are names that obviously also are, you know, constantly coming through the Great American Songbook.
Well, they are. Yeah. They are, yeah.
Amazing stuff. So anything else you want to, another song you'd like to?
Of course.
Yeah. Sure.
Did you want to do, so we were talking about Mancini.
Okay.
Little Moon River.
Moon River, here on the Jefferson Exchange with Ed Dunn Savage and Chris Williams.
Same rainbows end.
You make these old broadcast microphones sound pretty darn good of a Friday morning. Chris Williams on vocals, Ed Dunsavage on guitar doing Moon River. We're talking about Johnny Mercer. They'll be doing a Mostly Mercer concert Saturday, February 18th at the Pascal Winery and Talent at 7 p.m., part of the Siskiyou Music Project, for which Ed is the artistic director. So for folks who don't know the project well, why don't you give us a little sketch?
Sure. We've actually been around. We're into our 16th season of presenting. The project began in 2002. With locals that some of you may know, Rick and Joanne Seward, who owned the Old Siskiyou Barn, and that's how the project started, was at the Old Siskiyou Barn, which is just a fabulous place to listen to music and to perform. And I got involved in about 2003 and became the artistic director. And Rick and Joanne have since moved out of the area. And over the years, we've expanded to use other venues. So we're sort of a mobile performing arts organization. So we've had a long-term relationship with Pascal Winery, which is another great space, Artistic Piano Gallery in Medford, and now we're actually doing our next show after the one that Chris and I are doing on March 5th at a new venue called Hilltop Music, which is, they were in Ashland. The folks moved up here from L.A. and started a great little music store and grew out of it very quickly. So they have a shop in the Shops at 24 in the Phoenix Shopping Center there.
Right by Exit 24, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a beautiful space. I actually did my CD release party there last month in December. They have a stage, lighting, and can actually seat about 120 people there. So we're actually presenting the British guitarist Adrian Legg there on March 5th.
Okay.
And all this information is on the Siskiyou Music Project website. You can make reservations. Just for those listening, most of our shows do sell out in advance, so it's a good idea to make your reservations early.
Okay, you made it pretty easy. It's SiskiyouMusicProject.com.
Yep.
Couldn't be a lot clearer than that. About 5 minutes left. Do you have another song that can fit in that space?
Sure, we got one more.
What do you got here?
We've got Early Autumn.
Early Autumn, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And who's the music by in this case?
You know, this one just says Burns Herman.
Okay. Yeah, Woody Herman.
Oh, this is Woody Herman.
Yeah, yeah, and it's pretty interesting because he wrote this as a straight instrumental, and that his clarinet solo was the melody, and it was later that Johnny Mercer, he fell in love with that melody, and he wrote the lyrics.
Wow, okay. Early
I didn't
autumn.
Realize that.
Yeah. Right, from
lots of fun facts.
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion down a winding country lane, all russet brown, a frosty window pane shows me a town grown lonely. That spring of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never knew, did you, any fall would come in view so early.
Early Autumn on the Jefferson Exchange. The vocals by Chris Williams, longtime singer, actor, and Rogue Valley resident. Ed Dunsavage, longtime guitarist and artistic director at the Siskiyou Music Project. Again, fabulous work for before 9 o'clock in the morning. I can't thank you enough for doing that.
We haven't had our coffee yet either.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes, I have.
Oh, Chris, she's an early riser. I haven't. We're going for coffee after this.
I thought I saw the IV. So you have you actually have recorded some stuff together already, haven't you?
We did a recording about 5, 6, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. I lost track now, yeah.
Is it easier to record in today's world with all the technology? Is it just harder to get people to buy it?
Well, yes. Yes and yes. I love computers, but I'm not great on the technology of recording. So it's just I find it much easier to go in and pay somebody to actually do all that. We did our recording at a studio with a wonderful engineer, and that was great. Yeah,
Johnny Mercer. A final thought here because we just have a minute left. Sure. I understand that Paul McCartney actually expressed interest in working with him late in his life, but it was just that Johnny was getting too close to the end. Yeah. His brain tumor had already been diagnosed, so that didn't happen. But there are some songs that Barry Manilow wrote the music for.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are any of those in your show?
We had one we were working on. I'm not sure if we're including it in the show or not.
We have so many. We're still in the whittling down
process. Are you still going through it? Okay, wow.
Yeah, even last weekend we both discovered 5 or 6 new tunes, and we said, let's try these,
right. So we can't leave this out.
Yeah, so right. The set will probably be developing all the way up to showtime.
Okay, yes. That showtime is February 18th at 7 o'clock at Pascal Winery and Talent. Mostly Mercer from the Siskiyou Music Project in the person of Chris Williams on vocals, Ed Dunsavage on guitar. Great to see you both. Thanks for coming to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much for having us.